This podcast is brought to you by the Wharton Global Youth Program.
Hello, and welcome to Future of the Business World. I'm Diana Drake of the Wharton Global Youth Program at the Wharton School, University of Pennsylvania. Each month, I invite an innovator to our show to discover more about what inspires young minds and to explore business and finance through the experiences of teen entrepreneurs. Today, we're talking with Casey Gottlieb, a 16-year-old sophomore from New York City, born and raised, who has started the Lemaire Agency, a public relations firm. Casey, welcome to Future of the Business World.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get to it then. When I read about Lemaire, I thought this is a great conversation starter for a traditional business service. These days, we're talking about the metaverse and crypto, data science and AI, and you're in the business of public relations. So can you tell us what exactly is PR?
Sure. So public relations is the bridge between a business and the public. So all communication, whether visual, in writing, or just the message you take away from a company, is public relations. PR is about helping a business shine in the public eye and resonate with its audience.
When you pitched to Future of the Business World, you said, Lemaire Agency helps a variety of clients in media placements, content creation, social media management, campaigning, and other services. We focus on strategically crafting messages to resonate with target audiences in order to help define our clients' brand image and drive their revenue. So there's lots of business jargon in there, right? And let's unpack exactly what you do. First, what is media placement? And can you give us a specific example about this service for a client?
Sure. So a media placement is any at all positive publicity for a client. So whether it be on a list, for example, best jewelry to buy your mom for Mother's Day, an article featuring just the company, or a news segment, I define a media placement as.
And how do you create a strategically crafted message? What are some of the important steps you take in that process?
Sure. So I talk to my clients and try to understand what their purpose is. Why are they running a business? What do they care about? And then once I understand these goals, together we can determine what their target audience is. So then what we have to do is market specifically to that audience. So that would entail using certain social media apps, like for younger audiences, TikTok or Instagram, but for older audiences, using Facebook, and then using specific visuals and color schematics, and even the tone of the writing the company uses on their social media posts matter. So using slang or on the other side, really posh professional jargon could attract completely different clientele. So in order to create a strategically crafted message, one must figure out all these small details to together create one lasting impact. So one example of this would be Gossip Girl. So Gossip Girl over and over uses the same language. So I'm not sure if you're familiar, but the introduction to Gossip Girl is, Gossip Girl here, your one and only source into the scandalous lives of Manhattan's elite. And who am I? That's a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me, XOXO, Gossip Girl. So this repetitive language, along with just the visual aspects of the show, conveys tensions within the elitism or the elites of New York City. So the show targets quote-unquote common people interested in the absurd drama of high school students. But at the same time, this repetitive language uses slang, so it targets these younger audiences and gives a sense of a high ego and entitlement of the writer. So not to put down Gossip Girl in any way, I absolutely love the show. I think part of the reason that I love this show so much is because its strategic message not only resonates in my mind, but in the minds of millions.
Yeah, so I can see a connection there too. That's Manhattan and you're New York City girl. Is that part of your love for that show?
Yeah, I would say so.
That's great. So do they get it right? Do they get the New York City experience right?
I think it's definitely overblown. I don't think anyone would ever expect, or really anyone travels only by limo and has so many employees working for them. But I do think certain aspects of it, especially in the first few seasons, are portrayed more accurately. But as the show went on, they added more and more elitism into the show.
All right. So I want to test your knowledge a little bit more on some jargon. So Global Youth recently published an article about the power of brand purpose. Lots of brands these days want to communicate a deeper and more authentic purpose. You talk about defining a client's brand image. Can you give us an example of this work to help us understand it a bit better? What is a brand? What is brand image? Have you thought about brand purpose? And why does all of this matter in the business world?
Sure. So a brand is a composition of both a company's intended message and the public perception of the message. So then to answer your second question, what is a brand image? I would say brand image is the public perception of a company. And then a brand's purpose is the motivation, reason, or agenda of a company. So all of these terms definitely overlap. So an example of this is Patagonia. Patagonia is committed to sustainability and preserving nature. All of their clothing and visuals remind us of the outside. But although the owner makes a lot of money, the company donates 1% of its profit to grassroots environmental groups. So it is a company, they make profit, but at the same time, they contribute back to their purpose.
Yeah, that's a great example. In fact, in the article we recently published, the professor whom we were interviewing, her research focuses on Patagonia and how wonderful they are with brand purpose, right? Their whole purpose is really centered on sustainability and the environment.
That's really funny that I randomly thought of Patagonia and that was the same example.
How clever of you. So PR, which is basically creating a positive image for a brand or company, takes excellent communication skills. Tell us more about how you put these skills into practice. How are you flexing the power of communication through Lemaire Agency? What are some specific ways you are communicating and networking?
I think one of the most important skills is to always be able to hold a conversation with someone or just be able to cold call. But communicating is not only about talking to someone, but also motivating others to taking action. A large part of public relations is asking journalists to feature your clients, but you don't want to make them feel like they're doing you a favor. That's a hassle. But rather, the way you communicate, you want to convey that you're making their job easier by giving them the next up-and-coming person or innovation. So then to answer the second side of your question, I would say LinkedIn, it might be the best app for networking, definitely within the past 10 years. That I'm aware of, whenever I meet someone, whether it be a parent at a small school event or in a business context, I add them on LinkedIn. I will say many business professionals with 10,000 or more followers might not always follow me back, but having that connection of any sort or even trying to create that foundation of a relationship is essential in networking.
So I'm curious how you got into PR. I mean, this is the first time we've featured a public relations person on Future of the Business World. And Casey, let's face it, you're young for such a client-focused pursuit. How did you get into it? And do people take you seriously in this? And do you actually have some clients?
So I interned for two companies, more of a public relations aspect. So first was just a typical public relations agency where I was interning alongside of other students, but all college age. They were 19, 20 or so. And after the first week, I was put in charge of training all the new incoming interns rather than the college students I was working aside, which was really funny. But I think that the owner of the company and the other people in leadership noticed that I had a talent for it and I was good at teaching others and doing the work that they were asking me to do. Then after I had interned with a dance company, Shooting Stars, New York City, that I grew up with, they hold a great place in my heart. And I was filming some promotional content for their social media. So then this past January, I decided I wanted some entrepreneurial experience. So I would start a company and do the nitty gritty, like the IRS tax forms, the incorporation in the state of New York forms, and all the small parts of a business, and then have to market myself to clients and essentially start a functioning business. I do have a handful of clients, I would say 7 or so at the moment. A few of them I'm still negotiating terms and payments and contracts with, but I have been working with my clients since February, and have had successful results for the ones I have been working for. So how did I get these clients? I did research on YouTube and just on the internet. The internet is an incredible resource for anyone looking to do anything new. So I watched YouTube videos on how to get clients for service-based businesses. And I found that LinkedIn marketing and messaging is a very effective tool in this sense. So what I did is I would join different groups, like entrepreneurial groups, women in business groups, tech and healthcare discussion boards. And I would scroll through all the chats and see if any of the people posting businesses or ventures interested me. And when I found someone whose venture did interest me, I would message them either on the website or through LinkedIn and say, hey, this person, I saw this and I loved it. This is what I do. Could we set up a meeting? And in that way, I was able to get clients. I will say I am full-time in school as a high school student. So I'm not able to dedicate all my time to this, but part of my goal this summer is expanding the business, servicing more clients, and providing better work for my current clients. So I think that those who give me a chance, those clients get results, and they always take those results seriously. So I've gotten from many people, the clients I do work with, wow, you're 16. How did you do that? But I don't think that my age should be a limiting factor in any of my abilities in any way, shape, or form, and that my results and my work ethic prove that I am a serious person.
Right. So tell me a little bit about why you think you are good at this. What is it that clicks with you in PR?
I am a big talker and at the same time love using my diction to communicate certain messages. I, for the past 6 years, have been doing public forum debate. So I'm very used to having short timeframes to give speeches and trying to convince a judge to agree with my side. And one of the big things about debate is you have to take both sides in a debate. So whether you agree with one side or not, you still have to effectively communicate your ideas and thoughts. So I think all of that experience has helped me been able to help my clients communicate their purpose and communicate with journalists to get them features.
I'm curious how you walk the line of truth and what we'll call the dazzle effect as an aspiring PR professional. Creating a positive image for a brand sometimes requires spin, right? You need to present this business in a very positive light, even if they may not always be doing very positive things. Would you do this for all clients? What if they take a misstep, for example, that doesn't align with your own values?
It is important to note that everyone makes mistakes. PR in many ways is spinning clients' efforts in positive ways and in a positive light. So as a PR professional, I must make situations appear better than they are. But I'm a firm believer in listening to all sides of an argument and am more than willing to work for those I do not completely and undyingly agree with. But at the same time, I hold my morals and would not work for someone who has gone too far and refuses to listen to the other side of it. So one of the great things about running my own business is I have the ability to say no. I would not work to promote certain hateful messages and will stand up for myself if needed. So I actually have a recent example of this. I had a business meeting with a service that I was looking to hire that helps book potential clients into my schedule. But then due to cancel culture's presence in our society, I asked, how their service could work for me if I did not want to give them my social media usernames and passwords to message people on my behalf. And the owner immediately responded, who I now respect immensely. He said, if I don't trust him, he does not want to work with me. So like this, I do have that power and I can say no.
You're relatively new to the PR biz. What has it taught you so far about business and people?
I have two answers to this. First, initiative. If you want something done, you do it. The world is filled with so many distractions, so I cannot rely on others to hold up their end of a bargain or a deal. So if I want something, I have to go get it. The second thing is what I learned about myself. I never want to stop learning and surrounding myself in rigorous discourse. So funny story, through my school, I met a panel of alums who worked in the United States Institute of Peace and similar government entities. And at the end, they asked if anyone had any questions. And I ended up getting into a 15-minute discussion about great power competition and other US military tactics and policies. But to me, having these rigorous conversations make my day, week, and even month. I love learning overall as a person.
Great. So one question I like to ask all our Future of the Business World guests is, if you could change one thing in the world, what would it be?
Access to clean water. I believe that world governments and corporations should come together to make sure that every human being has access. Clean water is the most basic human need and comes from the earth. There's no reason or excuse why this cannot be done.
And let's finish with our lightning round questions. Try to answer these as quickly as you can. What is your favorite brand and why?
Starbucks. I think that they have some of the best marketing plans in history. They turned a small coffee shop and transformed it into a global entity.
Define your own purpose in a sentence.
I want to make a positive mark in the world. Even if it's just in the life of one person, I want the world to be a better place because I was in it.
Something about you that would surprise us.
I can sing, hula hoop, and dance all at the same time.
The next thing you hope to learn that you don't yet know.
I want to learn more about US history because it teaches us so much about the present, but also more about risky investments.
Which business person would you most like to take to lunch and why?
I'd like to take Ray Dalio to lunch. He clearly knows so much about the international economic and political world, and I think could teach me so much.
Excellent. Casey, thank you for joining us on Future of the Business World.
Thank you for having me.
Discover more opportunities for high school students and educators at globalyouth.wharton.upenn.edu.